Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up, one of the hardest working men in sports wagering and NFL information. Jason LaConfora will join us here on Bet Sweats alongside PJ Glasser. I'm Chris Mack in for Joe O and Sammy P today. Getting you ready for Thanksgiving football, some massive college football games, all of the Monday market moves on both the college and NFL slates coming up throughout the rest of the hour, 1 hour from now. We'll touch on some college hoops because that gets started early today. You got a couple of those tournaments getting started, including the Maui Invitational getting started today. Plenty to come here on Bet Sweats. Make sure you're following on social media at the BetMGM Network and at Bet Sweats. And of course, you can watch the show on YouTube as well. Just search the BetMGM Network. But let's bring them in. Odyssey NFL Insider, host of Inside Access every afternoon on 105.3 The Fan in Baltimore. And of course, the host of Wanna Bet, a new episode coming up later today and every day. Make sure to follow that on social media and YouTube as well. Our friend Jason LaConfora, JLC, how you doing, my friend?
What's going on, gentlemen? What's going on? Happy early Thanksgiving.
Yes, I see you got the tassel cap going.
Just came in from walking the dogs. Yeah, it's actually not bad hair. It's actually not. I actually kind of didn't need it, but then it made me sweat a little bit. That's never bad.
He got the sweat going early. He's working the lather up. Yeah. So let me start with this. What surprised you most from yesterday's action? Was it the Chiefs coming back to beat the Colts in OT? Was it the Eagles blowing a 21-point lead on the road in Dallas? Was it something else? What jumped out to you from yesterday's action?
I'll be honest. I had a little date with my wife last night, so I was not religiously watching the 4 o'clock games like I normally would be. I was in the car most of the time. I like the Eagles. I jumped Eagles money line before last week's game. Like I jumped it early last Saturday. So like 2 Saturdays ago, like on the look ahead. And when it was 21-0 or whatever, I just was like, that's that, you know, I kind of put that one in my back pocket, started counting my chickens. Never a good thing. For the way that defense had been playing, to see the you know, and then I get home and I start watching the game, last night before I went to bed. To see them giving up explosives like that when you knew Dallas was in desperation mode, that's not like the Eagles. Home or road, and I know what Dak has done against the division at home. But I just didn't think the Eagles would give that game away. The Chiefs, I thought, would win that game some way, somehow. I needed them to score 27 points in the process for me because I had that team total around there tied to the money line. Oh, even when they were down, I'm kind of like, 20 is not going to be enough. Like the Colts better get another score here early in the second half, or this thing is, and by score, I mean probably 7, or this fourth quarter is going to be just what Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes do, even with the scale of that offense looking so washed out. I'm surprised, honestly, that the Colts were able to be as formidable as they were, especially on the day when they couldn't run the ball. Like I thought Daniel Jones might be a double agent in that game. Mahomes was more of a double agent than him. So some things definitely surprised me about that game. The result, you know, frankly, frankly, wasn't one of them. So, yeah, I mean, I thought the Lions would be a smash spot. We were all over the Lions on Wanna Bet this week, all over the Lions on BetMGM game day yesterday morning with Joe O and the guys. I didn't think the game would be as close, but I also didn't play spread. You know, played a lot of individual standouts tied to the Lions getting at least 30.5 points, which that became kind of sweaty too, sweatier than I thought.
Jason, I think a lot of people at this point would probably have the Rams as the top team in the NFC. Who would be your second team in the NFC? I mean, you got Seattle, Philly, Green Bay, Detroit. The Bears keep winning. After the Rams, who would be your two right now in the NFC?
For me, it's probably still Philly, and maybe I'm not giving enough credence to the drama and the hoopla and the locker room intrigue and A.J. Brown on Twitch and A.J. Brown on a podcast. But, like, I just feel like we've been dealing with that for years, and I've seen them go to a whole lot of Super Bowls and win one. So I don't know. It still hasn't fazed me as much. Maybe coming off this loss, like, we'll see. Obviously, if they lose to Chicago, and if they lose to Chicago collapsing in the fourth quarter, and we know what Chicago does in the fourth quarter, then maybe that would sway me some. I got to see Sam Darnold beat real teams in big spots before I go there. Like, I know Stafford. Stafford's a Super Bowl MVP. Hurts has won a Super Bowl, been to a couple. You may not love the way he does it. It may not light up the box score and help your fantasy team, but it leads to a whole lot of regular season and playoff money line victories. So I just think Seattle, Darnold, they're going to have to go on the road against good defenses. I don't know, man. I got to see it to believe it.
We were talking about Matt Stafford earlier because he's solidified himself now as the lone favorite in the MVP market, Jason, minus 235 at BetMGM, and we were looking for angles on other guys farther down the board. I tried to make a case for Drake May, even though the number's just 2-1, because he still faces the Giants, the Jets, the Dolphins, some terrible defenses. And Stafford does have to play Seattle. He's got to play Arizona twice. He's got to play Carolina, Atlanta. Not awful defenses. But PJ brought up a great point. You know, Patrick Mahomes is down to 20-1 for MVP now. And given the narrative play that will always exist with the Chiefs, is that a look you'd cast your eye towards with that number, with that price being out there at 20-1 on Mahomes? If they can pick up some momentum here, get themselves into the playoffs and look decent down the stretch doing so, is that a price you like?
I think the problem for him is there's also the narrative of we view him through the prism of a guy who was out Brady-ing Brady across the board. Like, we've seen 50 touchdown seasons from him. You know what I mean? We've seen the year after they trade Tyreek Hill and everybody says that they're going to go, you know, down the tubes. And, yeah, it wasn't as sexy. It wasn't as many splash plays. But I just, man, I don't know. You know, that's a tough one for me, especially when Stafford's going to throw. Even if they take the foot off the gas in games, and we know McVay does, and even if they win that division and take week 18 off, I think people understand that if Matt Stafford, you know, plays 16 games and he played, you know, 12 of them at an A level and two of them at a A-minus level and a couple of them at a B-something level in a year where, you know what I mean? Like, who are the other quarterbacks? Like, I'm old enough to remember Baker, you know? Like, I mean, it can't be Josh Allen. Like, don't the people selling Josh Allen stop. Like, he's not even really activating his legs. And if he starts doing it now, it's kind of late in the game. Like, I think it's Matt Stafford's to lose. I don't know. Like, Mahomes, I mean, even that game yesterday, the red zone is just so awful. Like, the passing touchdowns aren't going to be there. The interceptions are spiked. And, like, even that game yesterday, the big boy throws. It's just not a whole lot there. I mean, 20 plus air yards. So I don't think it's going to pass the eye test or the algorithm test.
Yeah, Stafford minus 235 to win MVP. Jason, what's your thoughts on the AFC South? Because that division all of a sudden is really interesting. Because the Colts haven't played the Texans yet, and they haven't played the Jags yet. So they still have to play those two teams two times. Indy plays Houston this week. They lead them by two games. And then they play Jacksonville again two times. They only lead them by a game. Who do you like in that division, Indy, Jacksonville, or Houston?
Well, look, I've been saying for a while now that two teams from that division are going to make it, and I believe that. And yeah, there's a lot to be sussed out, a lot of divisional games still to be played. Like, I don't buy Jacksonville quite as much as I buy the other two, but they've got this new coach and they're finding ways to win, and they're kind of like Chicago. Like, they, you keep saying, well, there's turnovers, it's fluky, they can't, you know what I mean? Like, there's just been so much weird stuff that's happened in the fourth quarter of Jags games, but most of it's gone their way. I don't know, man. Like, I kind of think they can get in. I'm sitting on a division winner's ticket at 27-1. That includes them winning that division, so that could be my bias. Speaking, although I also had Arizona on the money line yesterday. I didn't think the Jags were winning that game. So I think there might be a little something about them, even though I don't like the quarterback, and I think the defense is too turnover-reliant. Houston's defense is one of the superior units in the NFL. And so I can't discount that at all. I do think the Colts are going to regress. They were better than I thought they'd be yesterday. They might slip up and win a game. We don't think they're going to lose a game that they're not expected to lose. And Houston's defense could bottle them up. Like, I think that's a dead under game coming up. And I think Houston could certainly win that game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Yeah, I don't know, guys. I mean, your guess is as good as mine, but I think two of them are. I think two of them are getting in.
Jason Lockenfora with us, Odyssey NFL Insider. Check out Wanna Bet later today on all your social media and YouTube. Also follow Jason on all your social media at Jason Lockenfora. Let's pivot to tonight's game. Carolina getting 7.5 on the road at San Francisco. We talked earlier about how Carolina's won three straight on the road, but you might want to question the quality of the opponents or the quality of the wins in those road games. But they're still on the periphery of that NFC playoff conversation, Jason.
Hey, they're alive in the division. This game, they're first place in the division.
Right. So things are wide open for Carolina. And my thought on it was, hey, if you don't ask Bryce Young to do too much, which seems to be the prescription for them, if Rico Dowdle, if you get a decent game out of him, it's an opportunity for them to at least keep things close. They do have a top 10 rushing offense. I mentioned Dowdle, and San Francisco's defense has been more susceptible to the run than the pass. How do you handicap tonight's Monday Night Football game?
Well, I think you've seen teams really kind of sell out a little more to stop Dowdle in the last couple of weeks, and it's worked. Mm-hmm. I think Bryce Young is going to get some layups here. The screen game has always been a great way to attack Saleh's defense. I think Saleh's defenses have been fugazi in the past. And this one, since Warner went down, is super fugazi. Since week 5, San Francisco's allowed 2,080 passing yards. That's 297 a game. That's worse than the NFL. They're allowing a QB rating of 108.4 since then. They're allowing a completion percentage of 71%. That's 30th. 16 touchdowns to 3 picks. They finally do have a few interceptions. Remember, they went almost a calendar year without any of them. They don't get any pressure. And I think Young's going to be able to push him apart. I think Tet has a nice game. Like, I've played Young as high as, you know, 250. You can look around and get him at 220 passing yards for good plus money. I've dabbled a half unit on Bryce Young, 250 passing yards and two passing touchdowns. I think Tet is good for 70 receiving yards in this one, and maybe a tutty as well. I get a little hesitant when it comes to passing touchdowns with Bryce Young, even though, again, San Francisco's hemorrhaging them. I think Carolina can make this a game. I just haven't been super impressed with San Francisco. You know they're going to put the ball in McCaffrey's hands a million times, and maybe that's enough to win. I guess it probably is. But I don't think it's going to be like a command performance. And I think Purdy's legs become a little bit of a factor in this game.
Jason, we got a couple minutes left. Ravens on Thanksgiving night at home against the Bengals. They're a 7-point spread, 7-point favorite right now against the Bengals on Thanksgiving night. Your early thoughts on that game? Would you take the Ravens or would you lean Cincinnati?
Bengals are live for me here. I mean, my concern, obviously, the variance and oscillation is, what does Joe Burrow look like off this much rust? Now, if you're to believe what they were putting out, he could have played in this last game, and you know he's going to get another day of practice and another couple days of recovery. I don't buy Baltimore's offense at all right now. And if Baltimore has to play from behind, even against a terrible defense, I get that. But there's no Rashad Bateman. It's Zay Flowers catching 15-yard balls and then running for another 15. That is their passing game right now. Lamar is clearly nowhere near 100%. Physically, his legs are really not a factor at all. It's going to be a Bengals team with nothing to lose, getting a jolt of energy from getting their leader back. The Higgins thing, I mean, I don't think there's any way he plays in a short week, but they get a fired up Jamar Chase coming off of, coming off that suspension. Like, Baltimore's defense is definitely improved. It's definitely improved. I don't think it's a juggernaut. They don't get any sustained pass rush. With Hamilton in the slot playing around the line of scrimmage, it's great. It helps him out around there, but you can throw over his head seam routes all day and beat Roquan. Like, I'm going to wait to see where this goes. I'd like to, you know, not have to buy a hook and get a 7.5. And they might even be out there right now. Again, I'm a little behind my process where I'd normally be. But, like, I'll be looking at Cincinnati money line. I'll be looking to take Cincinnati over 7 points. And I'm not sure it's the crazy over game that people probably expect.
Jason, we appreciate the time this morning, man. Can't wait to check out Wanna Bet later today. And, of course, every afternoon in Baltimore on 105.3 The Fan on Inside Access. Follow him on social media at Jason LaConfora, Odyssey NFL Insider. Appreciate you joining us, man.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Thank you.
Same to you. Jason LaConfora with us here on Bet Sweats. I was going to ask him one more selfish question about the Steelers and the mess that they have become, PJ. But I thought, no, you know what? It's not about me today. It's not. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be that guy. I'm going to try to focus on the positive. Thanksgiving is 3 days away.
Proud of you. Proud of you for the self-restraint. Do you like it when your team plays on Thanksgiving, or do you enjoy just watching some of the other games with no personal investment?
I'll be honest. I much rather my team not play on holidays so that, like you said, I can just kind of kick back and relax and watch things from a neutral perspective. That's a good question, though. Coming up next, the final week of college football's regular season is here. Multiple playoff teams headed on the road as heavy favorites. Can they finish strong, cover, and get in the CFP? That's next right here on Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.